Chapter 3. I am all about self-determination, will, control. I determine my path in life. I decide my failures and successes. Screw fate. Destiny can kiss my ass. If I want something badly enough, I can have it. If I focus, sacrifice, there is nothing I can't do. What is the point of my posturing, you ask? Why do I sound like the featured speaker at a self-help convention? What exactly am I trying to say? In a nutshell, I control my dick. My dick does not control me. At least, that's what I've been telling myself for the last hour and a half. See me there at my desk, mumbling like a goddamn schizophrenic off his meds? That's me reminding myself of the tenets. The sacred beliefs that have gotten me this far in life. The ones that have made me an uncontested success in the bedroom and in the office. The ones that have never failed me before. The ones that I am dying to throw out the fucking window. All because of the woman in the office down the hall. Catherine, everyone calls me Kate Brooks. Talk about a friggin' curveball. The way I see it, I could still go for the gold. Technically speaking, I didn't meet Kate at work. I met her in a bar. That means she could forgo the label of co-worker and retain the random hookup status she was originally assigned. What? I'm a businessman. It's my job to find loopholes. So, in theory at least, I could definitely nail her and not undermine my own personal laws of nature. The problem with that strategy, of course, is what happens after. The longing glances, the hopeful eyes, the pathetic attempts to make me jealous, the supposedly accidental meetings, the questions about my plans, the seemingly casual walks past my office door, all of which would inevitably escalate into disturbing semi-stalkerish behavior. Some women can handle a one-night stand, others can't. And I have definitely been on the wrong end of those who can't. It ain't pretty. So, you see, no matter how badly I want to, no matter how hard the little head is trying to lead me down that road, it's not.